Welcome to the Keynote Podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Colin Urquhart.
First, we had a wonderful, wonderful conference with our Italian brethren in just north of Rimini. It was the biggest conference they had, but Pastor Giorgio said they have never had a conference like this one. It was just, God said that he was going to pour out fresh fire, and that's exactly what he did. It was wonderful, the things that happened. It's always difficult to put it into words, but I was sharing some of the stuff the revelation that we received in the first week of term, but also, of course, there were differences. But they really got hold of this revelation of the great I am and the reality behind the form and all of that. But then on Saturday evening, we had an amazing meeting, really. I mean, their worship is great. They have this, a number of these ladies who lead the worship that are just on fire for God. I mean, and Friday night, everybody caught fire in the worship. That always helps when you're going to preach afterwards. The place was just alight. I mean, it was alive. And I knew that God wanted in the latter part to talk about his mercy and his grace. So I thought, well, we'll do that easily in that evening. But actually, nearly the whole evening was talking about his mercy, perhaps in a greater depth than I have before. And of course, that means how to be merciful to others as well. And the Spirit of God just did a remarkable thing. That's all I can say, really. He just moved so deeply on the lives of people. But not only were they receiving from the Lord for themselves, but you could tell a whole lot of things were being put right in relationship to other people. And then there was this amazing move of God's healing. And what had come out in the Word is how, you know, because there's a lack of mercy towards others, that's the reason why a whole lot of people that pray to be healed don't get healed. And they don't associate the fact that there is a need, as Jesus says, always when you pray, to forgive. Not just to be forgiven, but to forgive. And I think a lot of people realize that they'd been trying to believe God for the answer to their needs, and all the time there had been issues that they needed to forgive. And God just made clear, I'm not listening to you until you forgive others. Because if you don't forgive others, you're not forgiven yourself. And if you're in a state of unforgiveness, why should I listen to your prayers? It was very direct and positive and faith-building all at the same time. And then on the Sunday morning, we had another wonderful, wonderful move of God. Because there wasn't much time to talk about grace on the Saturday. So I talked about it on the Sunday morning. And we had another wonderful move of God's healing. Specific healings, many people. We got everybody to respond to the words of knowledge. You know, you can give words of knowledge, and if there's no response, nobody really knows whether anything has happened or not. But people were responding to the words of knowledge, and just wonderful, wonderful things were happening. So everybody sort of went, but it wasn't just that they were blessed. Contained in all the teaching was how to continue to live in that blessing, so that they could reach out and touch the lives of other people, so that the blessing would continue. And one of the themes that really came across was it's more blessed to give than to receive, and how the secret of being able to receive is to keep giving. So it's great, and the similar things were going on with the youth in their meeting. Two of the young people that lived locally were supposed to leave, well, did leave their meeting early on, I think it was the Saturday night, to go to a birthday party that they were supposed to be at. And they never arrived at the birthday party because they just felt that they had to stop everybody they passed and pray for them. And they were witnessing to them and praying for people to come to the Lord, praying for them to be healed. So they never arrived at their party. So, I mean, you know, God was doing that among the young people as well. So it was a mighty, mighty time. And we give God all the glory because He's the one that did it. All we can do is just trust Him. And whenever you trust Him, He never fails. So praise God. They all send their love and blessings and all the rest. So hallelujah. Now, what does God want to do amongst us today? That's just to encourage us. It's good to know that what He's doing here, you see, gets reproduced in other places, and that will spread all around Italy. Pastor Giorgio was saying they're going to send the whole series of tapes out everywhere. Wherever they have got any groups or contacts, they're going to send the whole lot out, because they just see how the whole nation needs to be blessed in the way that God was blessing the people this weekend. So we give God the glory and the thanks for that. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Before all the people, David blessed the Lord, saying, "You are blessed forever, Lord God of Israel, our Father. For you, Lord, are great, powerful, and glorious. You reign in majesty and are victorious. Everything in heaven and on earth belongs to you. To you, Lord, belongs the kingdom, and you are exalted as head over all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all you have made. In your hand is the power and might to make your people great and to give strength to all." That's not a bad scripture. 1 Chronicles 29. That was in the Truth version. Praise God. I'm going to read it again. It was so good and you were too quiet. Before all the people, David blessed the Lord, saying, "You are blessed forever, Lord God of Israel, our Father. For you, Lord, are great, powerful, and glorious. You reign in majesty and are victorious. Everything in heaven and on earth belongs to you. To you, Lord, belongs the kingdom, and you are exalted as head over all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all you have made. In your hand is the power and might to make your people great and to give strength to all." Are you awake this morning? Perhaps we shouldn't give you a day off on Bank Holiday Monday if you're so sleepy in the morning. Now, God has been talking to us about being the I Am, which means that everything is now, everything is present. Everything that He is, everything that He has is ours now. And so the prayer of faith takes hold of that now. The prayer of faith cannot say He will. The prayer of faith says He has, and I receive it now. Amen. That if we leave anything to the future, that's not faith. That's only hope that something's going to happen in the future. And while it's in the future, it's never in the present, so it doesn't take place. So, praise God, we are able to receive now. Now, we've been doing that in these last weeks, but there's another area that we need to understand that the same principle applies to. When we talked about the cross, I said to you that the cross was an eternal event within time. It's an event that never needs to be repeated because it was perfect and totally complete. When Jesus said, "It is finished," everything that would ever be needed or necessary to meet every need in the lives of all his people had been accomplished. Every power of the enemy was overcome and defeated. Every sickness was dealt with, every oppression, everything that had crushed and bruised and God's people, every sin and even the power of sin, everything was overcome on the cross. Not in the resurrection, but on the cross. Death was overcome by the resurrection, but all the other victory was won on the cross. And the resurrection just demonstrated that Jesus had won the victory on the cross. Now, because that cross is an eternal event in history, it's as if Christ was crucified today, in the sense that we have today all the virtue of the cross. Everything is ours today. We were crucified with him. We remain crucified, dead, buried, finished with him. Dead, buried, in our old life finished with him, so that today we have the newness of life. Today we have the fullness of life. Today we have the victory. Today we have authority over all the power of the enemy. Today we have complete freedom through our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Today we have everything that Jesus died on that cross to make available to us. None of it is tomorrow. All of it is today. It is ours. This is the inheritance that prophetically David is expressing here, that he has determined the inheritance. Listen to what he says in Psalm 47. Clap your hands and shout to God in triumph, all you people of the earth, for the Lord Most High is awesome. He is the great King who reigns over the whole earth. He shall place the people under us and put nations beneath our feet. He has chosen our inheritance for us. Yes. See, and our inheritance is everything that is in Christ. Our inheritance is that complete victory that he has won on the cross. So that victory is always now. It's always now. It's always now. We can't say, well, Jesus will give us the victory tomorrow. No, he won't give you the victory tomorrow if that's what you believe, because tomorrow will always be tomorrow. And tomorrow will be the next day, and the next day will be the next day. It's always now. You have the victory now. Amen? This is called faith. Nothing is tomorrow. All is now. Jesus says, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours, because it's always now. It's always in the present. So Jesus has worked that victory for us. He has given us the victory, or God has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, the scripture says. So what victory has he won? Well, we know that he's defeated sin. Not just our sins, but the power of sin. We know that he took all our sicknesses to the cross so he could defeat the power of sickness. Amen? Every spirit of infirmity is overcome through the cross by the blood of Jesus. Every single spirit of infirmity. That's a now. It's not a will be. It's happened. Jesus has done it. Therefore, as we believe it, it's now. It's in the present. Every curse is broken. No Christian need ever say he's living under a curse, because every curse was broken by Jesus. We have the breaking of every curse now. It's always in the present. Now. We're not going to live under any curse, because we have the victory that has broken every curse, and it's already ours.
Amen.
We will not suffer any oppression from the enemy. He has no right to oppress the people of God. We have victory over that oppression now, because we have the cross now, because we have the crucified, resurrected, glorified Savior living in us now, and he has won the victory over all oppression. So we're not going to stand for any oppression. We're not going to allow any depression. We're not going to allow any negative thing to take hold of our hearts or our minds, because we have the victory over all of that now. It's not a question of feelings or anything like that, but of rising up in the Spirit, understanding the victory that Jesus has won for us, applying that victory into our lives now, today, because it's always now and it's always today. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of victory. Today is the day of healing. Today is the day of his life. This is what salvation is all about. Salvation isn't about going to heaven. Salvation is about having the victory now. Today is the day of salvation. So praise God, we are to walk in that victory ourselves. We're to walk in that freedom ourselves. This is why Paul says it is for freedom Christ has set us free. Not he will set us free tomorrow if we believe tomorrow. No, he has, so we believe today because he's already done it today.
Amen.
So we are not going to allow any negative thing to take hold of our hearts, of our minds, to put us into any kind of imprisonment or to steal, destroy, and undermine our confidence, because we have everything in Christ now.
Amen.
He is in Scripture the mighty warrior. He has gone before us. He goes before us. We only have to follow in that triumphant procession, because the Scripture says he always leads us in our triumphant procession. So we should not even think or contemplate any failure or defeat in any way whatsoever, because we are in his triumphant procession. Hallelujah. Why do Christians sometimes suffer defeat? Because they don't think victory. And if you don't think victory, you don't believe victory. And if you don't believe victory, you don't pray victory. And if you don't pray victory, you don't have victory. You know, so many prayers are asking God what he will do instead of believing what he has done. That he has given us the victory. That he has won the victory. That it is an accomplished, finished work on the cross. And therefore, it's for us to lay hold of all of that. Now, this scripture that we read from 1 Chronicles, it's amazing, you see, because it encapsulates in just a couple of verses so many great and wonderful truths. Truths about God, about 1,000 years before the cross. So it isn't that the nature or the character of God changed when Jesus was crucified. He has always been what he is. It's just that the cross made available to us everything that he is so that we could receive it now. Not just know what it is possible for God to do, but to receive all that is possible into our hearts and lives now. Now, you just go through these things and see what it is. It's three verses actually, but it's just amazing how much is here. You are blessed forever. Yes, well, we know, we praise God, we give thanks in all circumstances, because if you don't give thanks in the circumstances, you're not in a place of faith. So nothing else can follow. Amen. We see, desire, expect, receive. Then we see Christ work it out. Yes? Right. But what do we see? We see the victory. We see the outcome of what Jesus has already accomplished. We don't see a problem. We see the victory. We see the triumphant outcome. We don't see what we feel. Still up there on the board, because we need to have that ever before us. This is what it means to pray with faith. You see the answer. You earnestly desire that answer because you're full of faith and you expect. Because it's already done. It's already accomplished. It isn't that God has got to do something new in heaven. It's already done. We are taking hold of that which he has chosen to be our inheritance. It's wonderful. So you are blessed forever, Lord God of Israel, our Father. This is the amazing thing, that this great, mighty, glorious God who we worship and adore is our Father. Yes. And we have this ability by his grace to relate to him as the great, mighty, holy, awesome God, and yet to know the intimacy of Him being our Father, who loves us, who cares for us, who wants us to actually be living in the fullness of that victory. Amen? Think victory, think victory, think victory all the time. God wants you to have a victorious mindset. Amen? For you, Lord, are great, powerful, and glorious. When is He great, powerful, and glorious? Now, today, because He is I Am. The I Am is great. The I Am is powerful. The I Am is glorious. Amen. You reign in majesty and are victorious. When does He reign in majesty? Now, today. And He's victorious. When is He victorious? Today. He's always been victorious. He was victorious in the Old Testament. But what the cross does is give to us the victory. And gives to us the authority to take hold of that victory and apply it, not only in our own lives, but also in the lives of others. Amen? So we never wait for... If you're waiting for victory, you don't have it. You're only victorious if you know you have the victory. You can't be victorious without having the victory. You know, your favorite soccer team, you can believe that it will get the victory in the match, but you don't have the victory until the match has been played. But you see, the match has already been played on the cross. So we already have the victory. There's no doubt as to the outcome if you have that victorious mindset. Well, He is victorious. He has won the victory. He has given us the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? You're going to get converted if you're going like this. Everything in heaven and on earth belongs to you. So that means that because everything in heaven and earth belongs to Him, He has the victory in everything in heaven and on earth. Amen? That's what's going to be demonstrated when Jesus comes again and we see the fullness of God's kingdom manifested. Then everything that is not victory, that is not subject to Christ, will pass away. And there will be a new heaven and a new earth, and we will be part of it. Why? Because we're part of the victory. Yes. Amen? We're in the victory, and the victory is in us. Some of you aren't smiling yet. What's the matter with you? I mean, this is good news. This is good news. This is good news. Good news puts a smile on your face. Amen? Just tell your face to join your heart in believing. That's right. Praise God. To you, Lord, belongs the kingdom, and you are exalted as head over all. If He is head over all and we bring everything under Him, then we have the victory. I sent a tweet over the weekend. Nothing is impossible if everything is placed in the hands of God. Because He can't fail. So we place everything, ourselves, our circumstances, whatever the need, whatever the situation, in His hands. And there has to be victory. There can't be anything else. If we're in His hands and we place everything in His hands, there just has to be a victorious outcome. There can't be failure. There can't be any other outcome. It's impossible for God to fail. So you entrust things to Him, and He says, right, well, I've got to be victorious then. I've just got to do it. Hallelujah! Come on, you're asking me to do your part as well as my part this morning. I've just had a busy weekend. You guys have been sitting around just waiting for this morning. Come on, let's get with it. Both riches and honor come from you. Well, hallelujah. Do you believe it?
Yes.
So you don't have any need?
No. All right.
The Lord is your shepherd. You do not want. You see, He's done it all. He's even given us the victory over poverty, the victory over need.
Yeah.
Yes?
Has
Jesus broken every curse on the cross?
Yes.
Well, poverty is a curse in Scripture.
Yes.
So He has delivered us from that curse. And He has opened up for us His abundance.
Amen.
You can see why a lot of Christian people don't like preaching like this.
Right.
They find it offensive. Why? Because there isn't faith. If people are offended by this kind of preaching, it's because they don't believe.
Yeah.
I can't help that. Because the only way they'll ever come to believe is by believing that, by hearing the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen? And the truth encourages us, but the truth always challenges us. Not just do you believe it, but are you living in it?
Come on.
Are you laying hold of it? I mean, we can know he has the victory, but what does that mean unless we're laying hold of that victory and seeing that victory being expressed in our lives? Anybody with me? I'm having a good meeting up here. I don't know what you're doing down there, but I'm having a good time here. So both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all you have made. That's the secret, isn't it? If we let him reign over us, then it's a victorious reign.
Right.
He cannot reign in fear. Yes. He cannot reign in failure. Yes. He cannot reign in defeat.
Yes.
He can only reign in victory.
Yes.
So if we bring everything in our lives and make it subject, to make ourselves subject to his rule and reign in all things, then we're living in that victory.
Yes.
Amen. This is another paradigm shift that Pastor Clive's been talking about, where you have a complete change of thinking,
right.
Attitude.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, you've got to think of yourself as a victorious person.
Yeah.
Listen, look, do you believe you're in Christ?
Yeah.
How can a failure live in Christ? How can a defeated one live in Christ? As you heard in my testimony a few days ago, you're weak in Christ. There's a scripture that says we are weak in Christ, but being weak in Christ isn't being a failure in Christ.
Yeah.
Being weak in Christ is putting your trust so that actually you become a success in Christ.
Right.
See, how can you imagine anybody in Christ being defeated? Say, well, wait a minute. There's no defeat in Christ. There's no need in Christ. There's nothing lacking in Christ. And I am in him.
Amen.
Can you see that's why the enemy wants you to focus on yourself, focus on your feelings, focus on your situation, so that you don't believe the victory you have in Christ. Just look at yourself, look at the feelings, look at your experience. No, no, no. Every time you do that, you take your eyes off Jesus. And the scripture says, fix your eyes on Jesus.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes on Jesus. Set your mind on things above.
Absolutely.
Why? Because that's where he's given us the victory. Don't set your mind on earthly things. Why do so many people not like preaching like this? Because their minds are set on earthly things.
Yes.
They're trying to work everything out. I'm wondering why they can't do it. So in your hand is the power and might to make your people great. And to give strength to all. Let the weak say, I am strong. He didn't say, let the strong say, I'm strong. He said, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich.
Yeah.
Why? Because they believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen?
Yeah.
This is why, you know, our praise should always be full on.
Yeah, right.
Because God is always full on every day. I mean, we're not a load of wimps. We're the people who are weak in ourselves, but God has made us strong.
Yeah.
Strong in praise, strong in worship, strong in prayer, strong in faith, strong in authority.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
So in your hand is the power to make your people great and to give strength to all. It's great, isn't it? So God has called you to give the devil a hard time. The devil does not exist to give you a hard time. Because that's the way most Christians think. Oh, if it only wasn't for the devil, things would be so much easier. Listen, God has put Christ in you and you in Christ to give the devil a hard time. Amen? So that he sees how useless and futile it is to send his demonic agents against you because they just get decapitated every time.
Right.
Oh, I've lost another few demons today. That's how Satan should be thinking. Oh, those Kingdom Faith people, whew, every time I come against them, I lose more demons.
Yeah.
More of them are dispatched to hell. Amen? That puts a smile on your face too. Oh, I thank you, Lord, that I have the victory over all the demons. They all flee. Mm-hmm. Your face is the mirror of your faith. Yeah, write that one down. Praise God. So you look in the mirror and you see faith beaming at you. Ah, you great believer.
Come on.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Very good.
Praise God. I mean, it doesn't really matter what you look like so long as you say you great believer. You're a believer. Hallelujah. So this is it, you know. You see, we all remain weak in ourselves, but that doesn't matter. Our weakness really doesn't matter because he is just so mighty. And we are in him and he is in us. And he has already won the victory. I've told some of you, a friend of mine who was ministering, he had a very powerful healing ministry, and this guy comes running down the center aisle brandishing a knife. And, you know, this was the enemy had sent somebody to kill him. And he just stood there and he watched. He didn't do anything. He just waited till he was just a few feet away and he said, "Stop!" Actually, what he said he was doing is he was just rubbing his hands with glee and smiling because he was thinking to himself, here's another victory for Jesus. So he just waited till the guy was just a few feet away. He said, "Stop! And in the name of Jesus, throw that thing down and get out!" And he was completely delivered. You can, of course, need a little bit of confidence to leave it to the last few feet. But you see, it's knowing you have the victory, knowing you have the authority, knowing that the powers of darkness have to surrender to the powers of light, and that you are a child of light, and the authority that God has given you is over all the powers of the evil one. So we're not in fear of what the enemy can do. Hallelujah. Yeah. He has overcome every deception, every lie, every accusation of the enemy. Amen. No lie, no accusation even comes against you because you are thoroughly, totally, 100% accepted in the Beloved. Amen? Yeah. There is no accusation. Satan has got no accusation to bring against you because you are in Christ. So you don't listen to any of his lies. You don't listen to any accusation. It doesn't matter how it comes at you. Because it can come in all whole variety of ways. And you just take the shield of faith. I'm not listening to that. It is not the truth of who I am in Christ. You know, sometimes the enemy will say you failed. I always say to him, if he says that to me, I say, "Well, Satan, you may be right, but there's one big difference between you and me. I'm forgiven, you're not, so goodbye." There's no forgiveness for him.
That's it. Come on.
See? There's no inheritance for him. His inheritance, you can read about in the book of Revelation. See, hell was invented by God for the devil and his angels. It's not intended for men. It's only because they yield to Satan that they will join him in that hell. Are you there?
Yes.
But you don't belong there.
Yes.
Amen? And you've got the authority to chuck a few demons into that pit, into the fiery furnace. Hallelujah. Lop a few heads off. But you see, you've got to do it. And it isn't that we see demons behind every tree. They're only behind every other tree. But, you know, it isn't that we're demon conscious. We're so Christ conscious. See, if you're so Christ conscious, that when the enemy comes against you, you recognize exactly what is happening. And if you recognize what is happening, you pray with authority accordingly. Amen? And listen, formulas don't work. You don't need now, wait a minute, do I do it in the name of Jesus? Do I do it in the power of the blood? Do I go in the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood? By the power of the Spirit, I've got to get the formula right. Now, which do I do first, the name of Jesus or the blood of Jesus or the power of the Spirit? Or you know, while you're thinking all that stuff, Satan's laughing.
That's it.
The demon's having a good time. Right. You just tell them where to go.
Absolutely.
They respond to authority.
Yeah.
Yes.
Whether you say in the name of Jesus or not, You've only got to say, go! And they go.
Yeah.
You can say, go in the name of Jesus, and they go. You can say, go through the blood of Jesus, and they go. Or you can just say, go! And they go.
Yeah.
If they know that you are exercising authority over them. Jesus just said, go! And 2,000 demons fled from one man into a herd of pigs. You see, it's what you believe. It's a question of having authority. And actually, you don't have to shout. It's just that it's good to have a good old bellow at the devil every now and again. But it's what you believe. It's the authority that you have. I mean, it's not always convenient to say go if you're in a bus or a railway carriage, you know, shout out, go! And everybody opens the doors and jumps out. I mean, because they've all got demons, you know, it would be rather embarrassing, wouldn't it? It's the demons you want to kill, not those that have got them. So you just got to exercise a little bit of common sense. But you see, the demons are all over the place. You know, I probably told you that time when I was ministering at a meeting, and it was actually in Sardinia, and this young woman who'd actually been part of the worship team, she was sitting in the front row listening to the message, and the word of God was, the truth was getting to her, and she began to manifest demonically. And she was in the front row, it was a bit obvious. So you couldn't sort of ignore that. I had to stop preaching and take authority. So I said, in the name of Jesus, I take authority now over every demonic power and tell you to go immediately. People got delivered all over the place.
Excellent. Very good.
They were shrieking out. They were crying out. They were falling under the Spirit all over the room. Why? Because I said every demon.
Excellent. That's it. Absolutely.
I didn't say every demon in her, but I said every demon. Every demon who was there. Praise God. Amen. You have the authority. Now, whether you've exercised it or not is another matter. But you have it because the scripture says you have it. And what's the point of having authority if you don't use it, if you don't exercise it? And you see, when Jesus healed the sick, he didn't every time cast out demons. You know, you'll find some people think every sickness is demonic, therefore they want to cast demons out of everybody who's sick. But Jesus didn't do that. But sometimes, when people were sick, he cast out demons. Of infirmity, obviously. So what does that say? Well, it says that some sicknesses are demonic in their origin, but not all. And that's where the Holy Spirit, if we're sensitive to his voice, will give us discernment. This, you know, if I'm praying for a whole load of people, just I'll come up to some of them and I'll know instinctively, because this is the work of the Holy Spirit, isn't it, that person needs to be delivered. There's a demonic problem. It's not just praying for healing. So you just set them free. Yeah. I mean, listen, it's no big deal. Because you're not doing anything. Jesus is doing the doing. Yes. And you see, the devil sort of says to people, well, it might work for him, but it won't work for you. That's what he wants you to believe. Yeah. Yeah? But it's Jesus who does the work. He's done the work already on the cross. You're applying a victory that has already been won. And listen, don't have conversations with demons. I mean, that's just about the craziest thing on earth. You know, I came across one of these characters that had a conversation with demons. So I said, why do you do that? I said, they're all lying spirits. And you know what he said to me? He said, oh, well, I command them to tell the truth. I said, what? How can you command a lying spirit to tell the truth? He can't. You can't believe a thing a demon says. Jesus didn't have conversations with them. He just got rid of them. Fancy having a conversation with a demon. What a waste of time.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you know, there's some people that say, oh, we had a 5-hour deliverance session. I thought, what do you do for 5 hours, absolutely, for goodness sake? Took Jesus about 5 seconds. I mean, what's going on for five hours? What kind of authority do we have? What kind of authority are we exercising? Hello? And doesn't the Holy Spirit have a gift which is called the discerning of spirits? So that we have discernment as to what it is we're coming against. Once you've got that discernment, you come against it and you overcome it.
Yeah.
Oh, there are some occasions when, especially if you're talking to people that know the gospel, where you need their cooperation. Because it's not just you, it's easy with non-believers because we come against the enemy on their behalf. But when it's believers, they also have to come against the enemy. We agree with them. We don't do it for them. You do it with them.
Yeah.
So, you know, they need to see that they themselves have to resist the devil and he will flee from them. Yeah. Submit themselves to God, resist the devil, and flee from him. So that may take a few minutes to bring them to that point. But actually, deliverance that goes on for hours and hours and hours, I can't for the life of me think what people are doing.
That's it.
Because I've been around in ministry all these years and I've never come across a situation like that. And we've ministered to some really hairy situations. No, there are people that come to a greater freedom over a period of time in their lives. But the actual points of deliverance need to be very, very quick. And all this sort of thing, like demons saying, I'm not going to go if you don't name me. Absolute rubbish. Go, you don't have to name demons.
Right.
What do you want to name them for? I mean, can you? I always imagine, you know, when Jesus cast those 2,000 that went into the pigs, he says, Peter, got your notebook there, mate. We've got to name these 2,000 demons, and I don't want to repeat myself, so let's just write down, mate. Crazy, isn't it? Where do people get these ideas from? From the devil. Because it's the demon that says, I'll only go if you name me.
Come on.
Rubbish.
That's it.
Yeah.
You get out.
Right.
Eh? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So we have the victory.
Yeah.
But it's not just casting out demons, see? It's the victory over every way in which the enemy comes against us. And he does come against us. He comes against us directly, he comes against us in our thought life, he comes against us through others, even sometimes through other Christians.
Yeah.
Who don't realize that at that moment they can be the voice for the enemy. I mean, you remember Peter, one moment he's saying, Jesus, you're the Christ. The next, Jesus is looking him straight in the eye and saying, get behind me, Satan. You're on the side of men, not of God. Why? Because he's become the mouthpiece of the enemy. He's contradicting what Jesus says. He's contradicting the truth. So other Christians can contradict the truth. And at that point, they're the voice of the enemy. Mm-hmm. That's why you hold fast to the truth with an honest and good heart, as Jesus put it. Yes, yes, yes. You see, these voices that always want to take you back into the past, that's the enemy. The past is gone, it's history. Everything is now, everything is today. In God, you are in Christ. It's all now. You don't go back into your past to be set free. It's Jesus who sets you free. The past doesn't set you free. That's psychiatry, you see.
Right.
They take people in the past because they can't set people free, but they're just trying to help people to live with their
That's
problems.
It.
But we don't want people to live with their problems. We want to see them set free from their problems.
Yes.
Praise God. Are we there?
Yes.
But the important thing for every one of us is that we're living and walking in the freedom ourselves every day.
Yes.
I mean, don't be surprised that the enemy tries to make life difficult for you. But just understand that every time he does that, it's an opportunity for you to make life difficult for him. You see, when the enemy comes against you, right, somebody is going to get the victory and somebody is going to be defeated. Now, you don't want the enemy to score any goals. Hello? So every time he comes against you, that's an opportunity for you to score. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So, you know, you come to the end of the day and you've won 56-0. Sometimes it appears, you know, you've won by 55.5 to a half. because he thought he was going to get the victory, and then he suddenly found he didn't. Just got you thinking in the wrong way for a moment, then you suddenly realize, oh! And you came back to the truth. You see, that's a victory. It's not necessarily just exercising authority. It's believing the truth over the deception, believing the truth over the lie. That's a victory. You see, he sowed the deceiving thought or gave you the word from somebody that was a contradiction to the truth. But because you believe the truth, that's a victory. It's a victory over the enemy. It's a victory over the lying, deceiving spirit. You didn't say, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over that thought. You just believed the truth, spoke the truth, and got the victory. Amen? Hallelujah. It's good, isn't it? That's why you're looking so happy. So we can praise God. We can do what this says. Clap your hands and shout to God in triumph, all you people of the earth. Why? Because Jesus has won the victory for everyone. Not everybody knows it, but he has. For the Lord Most High is awesome. He is the great King who reigns over all the earth. He shall place the people under us and put nations beneath our feet. He has chosen our inheritance for us. I mean, come on. He says, I want you to be great. I'm thinking in terms of nations. I'm not thinking in terms of just little bits of victory because some lying, deceiving spirit has tried to trip you up. I'm thinking of you becoming a mighty man or woman of God. So that I can send you wherever I want and you're going to take the life of the kingdom.
Right.
You're going to establish the rule and the reign of Jesus. Every demon that is there is going to flee because everywhere you set your foot, I'm going to give it to you. So that you establish the life of my kingdom. You establish my rule. You establish my reign there. Amen? See, we're not going to plant a church in Worthing. We're going to establish the kingdom.
Amen.
Now, to express the kingdom, you need the church. But it's the kingdom, it's the rule and the reign. Right? You know, there are enough churches around, but there aren't many kingdom churches. This is kingdom faith. As God calls us to establish the kingdom, to extend the kingdom. See, the kingdom cannot grow. You know, people sometimes talk about the kingdom growing. No, the church can grow, but the kingdom can't grow. The kingdom can only expand, can only be extended. Because the kingdom is the rule and the reign of God. The reign of God can't grow. The reign of God is already what it is. You can't grow the kingdom, but you can extend the kingdom. Amen? You can take that full rule and reign of Jesus and establish it in one situation after another, in one place after another. Hallelujah. It's just getting the right mindset. Now, isn't it good? This is a good message. This is a good message. Shall I tell you why it's a good message? Because for the rest of your life, you'll never have anything to worry about. Isn't that what Jesus said?
Yes.
Take no thought for tomorrow. Each day has enough cares of its own. So everything is now.
Yes.
So you have the victory now. You have the authority now. Yes. You overcome the devil now.
Yes.
You overcome everything against you now. You speak the truth that overcomes all deception now.
Yes.
It's all now.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Come on, let's stand then. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Come on, thank him for the victory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Yes! Pura la basa tapare ale rapa karasi tu disatu ba. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, rasata parazatoba. Right. Okay, now. Let's get this personal. I want you to thank the Lord that he gives you the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, you have given me the victory. Come on, and just praise him that he's given you the victory. Hallelujah. If he's given us the victory, that means he's given you the victory. Through the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, that you have given me the victory because of all that Christ Jesus did on the cross. Thank you that he crucified me with him so that I could have the victory of the cross in my life. Praise you, Lord. Bless you, Jesus. I give you all the glory, give you all the honor, give you all the praise. Thank you, Lord, that victory is today. Thank you, that victory is now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Now thank him that he has given you the authority over all the power of the evil one. All the power of the evil one. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, you have that power. Thank him that you have that authority. You have that authority. Lord, I have that authority over all the power of the evil one. Nothing shall harm me. Nothing shall harm me. Nothing shall harm me. Praise you, Jesus. Now thank him that he's given you faith in the truth, that he is the light, and you're a child of light, that you walk in the truth. So you have the victory over every lie, over every deception of the enemy, over every unbelieving thought. Come on, thank him. Thank him, Lord. I have the victory in my mind over every unbelieving thought. Over every lying and deceiving thought. I thank you, Lord, that my mind is set upon the truth, that my heart is set upon the truth, that my heart and mind are set upon things above, not on earthly things. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Pura la basata parasito risata pari alero bacalasito ba. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Kura la basata pari alero bacalasito ba. Yes, 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 yes. Right, now, you know, one of the reasons why a lot of people who ask to be healed don't receive a healing is they don't believe they have the victory over the sickness. Can you see that even before you ask for healing, you need to believe you have the victory over the sickness? Because you have the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, and he won the victory over your infirmity, over your need on the cross. See? So just thank him now that you have the victory over that infirmity, over that sickness, over that need, whatever it may be.
You can't apply the victory if you don't believe you have the victory. Thank you, Lord, you won that victory on the cross. That victory is mine. By your mercy and grace, Lord. And I apply that victory to the circumstances of my life right now, 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 today. Whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have the victory and it will be yours. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Bless you, mighty God. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Jesus. Pura la bazata parazito di sanduma. Baparazata pare eletto bacalazito di sanduma. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Now, maybe you know there's been one of these situations in your life that you've been battling with for a long time, and you know, it seems that you never quite get the victory over it, or that's how it appears. Well, do you believe you have the victory? See, that's the point. You believe you have the victory before you see the victory. I mean, you see it with the eyes of faith, but before you see the outworking of it. So come on, let's thank the Lord now. Right? Just see victory in that area. Don't say, oh, I never get the victory, or, oh, this thing has persisted for so long. No, 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 no. It's not going to persist anymore. I said it's not going to persist anymore. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, it says in that scripture that we've been using, you reign in majesty and are victorious. Thank him that he reigns in your life. That you bring everything in your life under his sovereign rule and reign. And if he reigns in your life, he reigns in victory, because he can't reign in failure and defeat. So come on, thank him. Thank him that he reigns in victory in your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Pura la bazata baria lera bakala zata baratuba. Bapara zata baria lera bakala zita di sandama. Oh, wonderful Lord, wonderful Lord, wonderful Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now, one more thing. See, others can only catch fire if you're on fire. If you're on fire, others will catch fire. But if you're not on fire, how can they catch fire? Amen? So come on, I just want you to thank the Lord that you're full of fire. Fresh fire now, today. Fire in my heart, Lord. Fire in my life. Fire in my belly. Fire, Lord. your fire, the fire of your Spirit. I want to be on fire, Lord, so that others all around me catch fire. I want them to be on fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Wherever I go, I take the fire of your Spirit. Wherever I go, the lives of other people are going to be touched with your fire. They're going to come alive. They're going to come alight with your fire. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Come on, not just a little flicker, a fire, a big flame. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Porata parazata bakalazitoba. Porata parazata parazitoba. Porata parazata parazitoba. Oh. 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 Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Porata parazato. Now, a group of people like this on fire, what does that make? It makes a furnace. Fire in this number of people all together, that makes a furnace. Anybody that gets anywhere near a furnace gets scorched. Come on, thank the Lord for what he's doing in the body, not just in you personally. A body on fire for God. A body on fire for God. A body on fire for God. Poratapara. Oh, Jesus. Now the Lord is saying, I will do whatever you believe me to do. I will do whatever you believe me to do. You see, God always honors faith, not presumption. But whatever you believe in his word, he will do. Is that good news or is that good news? So just thank him for what you're going to see him do today. Today, now, today. Because he is the great I am today. Hallelujah. 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 Thank him that he's chosen your inheritance for you. Oh, and that inheritance is the fullness of life in Christ. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. So we're going to be obedient to the Lord. Amen. Clap your hands and shout to God in triumph. All you people. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, 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 Jesus. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Lord. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Now the devil's already in retreat after that. The demons are already got their marching orders. So anything's coming against you, just tell it to go right now. You can say in the name of Jesus. You can say through the blood of Jesus. You can just tell them to get lost, whatever. But speak with authority now to anything that's been coming against you. Anything that's been trying to oppress you. Anything that's been trying to put you down. Go! Now! In the name of Jesus. Now! And I praise you, Lord, for your victory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. That's authority, you see. When an army officer exercises authority and he tells one of the soldiers to go, the soldier doesn't turn around and say, well, tell me my name and then I'll go. Or let's discuss this together for a moment. I mean, he just goes because he knows the authority of the one who's commanded him. See, and that's it. These powers of darkness need to know that you're a person of authority. If they come anywhere near you, they're going to get dispatched. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we thank you for the victory that you have given us in Jesus. We praise you that victory is now. Thank you that today is the day of salvation. Today, if we hear his voice, we can exercise that faith and authority that you give us in Christ Jesus. And we give you all the glory, Lord. We give you all the honor. Hallelujah. 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 This is from Psalm 145. They will tell others of your glorious kingdom and will speak openly of your great power so that everyone will know how mighty you are and can come to know the glory of your kingdom for themselves. Yours is the eternal kingdom and you will reign over every generation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We're a kingdom people. A kingdom people. A kingdom people. And we give you all the glory, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.